Hi, I'm Harley. I play football with one world mate and I'm in year 8, and today I'm here with Willow and Penny and we're going to talk about extracurricular activities.
Hi, I'm Willow. I'm from Sandhill Primary School and I do dancing and craft club.
Hi, I'm Penny and I'm from Monmouth Ashwood Primary School and I do dancing.
So like as I was saying, we are here to talk about extracurricular in Romash Community School. We have a lot of available activities what is free to do for any particular student, such as football, dancing, badminton and many more to do. And all the extracurricular activities are free as well. When students are doing PE or any extracurricular activities, they might suffer with mental health, but doing it after school or doing more activities will help them relieve their stress. Also, doing it, the activities will build friendships you never thought you had. And if you've never done sport before, you will get better and improve.
Hi, I'm Willa and I'm going to tell you about my school. In my school, if students want to do an after-school activity, they have to pay £2 per session. For certain clubs, there is limited spaces. I think there should be more spaces at clubs for people to go to, because the other day I went around my school asking about extracurriculum. They said there was this year four that I'd signed up for science club and asked when it started. It turned out he didn't get in, but there was kids in the club that goes to multiple clubs a week. I think if you go to like two clubs, maybe let others have a chance. There is a good thing about clubs, like Carla said, it helps with confidence. It might help with your teamwork because you might not be good at teamwork, and the club might make you work in teams and it might help your confidence working in teams.
Hi, I'm Penny and I'm going to tell you about my school. If students want to do an after school clubs, their parents have to sign up, but I think they should change it because some schools have to pay for after school clubs, like Willow School, because they have to pay £2.
So now I'm with Miss Harrison, interviewing her from Romash Community School. Do you want to make more extracurricular activities?
I would love to make more extracurricular activities in school. It would be a great opportunity to encourage more children to take part in them.
Do you enjoy teaching extracurricular activities?
Yes, I love being able to teach extracurricular activities, especially sporting events, as that is where my passion is. It's great to offer children the opportunity to take part in activities they might not typically get the chance to at home or in other environments.
What is your approach to ensuring safety?
To ensure safety, we make sure that no clubs are oversubscribed, and we make sure we have the right staffing in place to make sure that we've got enough children to staff ratio.
What are your biggest challenges you have faced regarding the role?
One of the biggest challenges has been dealing with oversubscribed clubs, making sure that everyone that's wanting to take part in the club gets a fair chance. We hate having to turn people away, but again, it's going back to ensuring safety and making sure that children are safe whilst they're having a go at these extracurricular activities.
Thank you for your time, Miss Harrison.
In conclusion, my opinion is I think people should start doing extracurricular because it helps them with the mental health, like I said, and if they're struggling, it gives them time to do stuff, and plus it's free.
Bye, thanks for listening.